From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a look back at this nation's more colorful attorneys general. But first, the Senate considers a new attorney general. White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez faces questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee on the first day of his confirmation hearings. Some Democrats oppose Gonzalez's nomination for his role in crafting administration policies on the treatment of terrorism suspects. Human rights groups say those policies led to prisoner abuse in Iraq and elsewhere. In a January 2002 memo, Gonzalez wrote that the war on terrorism renders obsolete the limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners contained in the Geneva Conventions and renders quaint some of the provisions in the conventions. And today, Gonzalez defended himself.
Contrary to reports, I consider the Geneva Conventions neither obsolete nor quaint.
Joining me is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, and welcome back to Day to Day, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Ron, what's happened so far in the confirmation hearing?
Well, as you know, sometimes these hearings begin with rather a heartwarming phase. Today, Gonzalez was introduced and immediately was asked to introduce his family. His wife was there with him, his three sons, his brother, who's a SWAT team officer in Houston, his mother-in-law. And then, of course, there were speeches for him by the Texas Senator John Cornyn, who's a Republican. And then, in something of a surprise, by a Democratic senator who's just a freshman, just took the oath of office this week, Ken Salazar, who is, of course, a Hispanic senator and the first one in a while. And that obviously reinforces one of the aspects of the Gonzalez nomination, which is that he would be the first Hispanic attorney general. Then, of course, we immediately got into the controversy, as you mentioned, in the statement that the nominee immediately read. He took on the main emotional accusation that's been made, that he somehow facilitated what eventually became the abuses at Abu Ghraib. He said he was sickened by them. He said that he in no sense supported that action. But he also said that at this point he couldn't render a legal judgment as to whether or not a crime had been committed at Abu Ghraib. So we were into it right away.
And, in fact, the first Republican to question Gonzalez, Arlen Specter, the Judiciary Committee chairman, asked him straight out whether he supported torture. That seems pretty unusual.
Yes, indeed it is. But it's an unusual issue for a White House counsel to be involved in, such are the times in the post-9/11 world. And as he himself told it today, in 2002, we captured some terror suspects we badly wanted information from. American lives might have been at stake. And we wanted to take a look at how we applied the law that had previously been passed in a bipartisan fashion, limiting how much pain and suffering, quote unquote, how much pain and suffering would be proper for us to inflict in questioning detainees in certain situations. Of course, when that law was written, we didn't envision the kind of situation that we were in the terror war.
Now, Democrats have tried to say that Gonzalez is just too cozy with the White House to be a good attorney general. And today, Gonzalez had this to say.
With the consent of the Senate, I will no longer represent only the White House. I will represent the United States of America and its people. I understand the differences between the two roles.
Ron, did Gonzalez successfully defend himself on that matter?
In the sense of saying the right things and providing no new ammunition to his opponents, I think you'd have to say yes, he did successfully defend himself. But on the other hand, the question is far from laid to rest, and we're going to see throughout his period of service as the Attorney General whether or not he does perform in such a way that he seems independent of this White House. This president is responsible for Alberto Gonzalez's career. He has moved him along, appointed him to the Texas State Supreme Court, appointed him to the White House job, appointed him to this job, and some people think he's planning to appoint him later on to a federal judgeship, perhaps even for the United States Supreme Court.
And quickly, are there any doubts about whether Gonzalez will be confirmed?
I don't think so. I think he'll probably have every Republican vote and quite a few Democratic votes. The greater question will be whether or not he would be successful in getting the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, perhaps later on.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.